An Emo Words production, copyright 2025. A short story by Emilio Williams. Corbin and Cooper and the Mystery of the Talking Toilets. It was a regular Saturday afternoon when Cooper burst into Corbin's backyard, eyes wide, arms flailing like he'd just seen a ghost.
Corbin! Corbin! You won't believe what I heard at school yesterday.
Corbin, who had been practicing his best behind-the-back basketball shot, caught the ball and turned to his 5-year-old friend.
What happened? Did Coach Jenkins finally let you dribble in gym class?
Cooper ignored the joke, panting as he put his hands on his knees.
No, dude. This is serious. The toilets, at school, they can talk.
Corbin raised an eyebrow.
Talk. Like words.
Cooper nodded so hard his baseball cap almost flew off.
Yes, Tommy said he heard one say, flush me, human. And Bobby swears one of them said, too much paper.
Corbin laughed.
No way. That's ridiculous. Toilets don't talk.
Are you sure?
Cooper asked, crossing his arms.
Because have you ever really listened?
Corbin paused.
Well, not exactly, but...
Then how do you know?
Cooper said, grinning.
What if they only talk when no grown-ups are around?
Corbin had to admit that was an interesting thought.
Only one way to find out,
he said.
We gotta investigate.
The bathroom stakeout. Their first mission. Corbin's house. The two boys tiptoed into the bathroom like spies on a secret mission. Corbin shut the door behind them.
All right,
he whispered.
Let's see if we can get it to talk.
Cooper leaned in close.
Hello, Mr. Toilet. Can you talk?
Silence. Corbin said.
Maybe it only speaks when it's working.
Cooper grinned.
You mean like when it's flushing?
Corbin shrugged.
Worth a shot.
Cooper reached for the handle and... Both boys jumped back.
Did you hear anything?
Cooper gasped. Corbin shook his head.
No, but it kind of sounded like it could have said something.
Then, suddenly, gurgle. The boys screamed and sprinted out of the bathroom, sliding across the hallway floor like cartoon characters.
It said something, I swear!
Cooper yelled. Corbin's mom peeked around the corner.
What are you two yelling about?
Corbin looked at Cooper.
Just science.
His mom sighed and shook her head.
Well, take your science outside before you break something.
The school investigation. On Monday morning, Corbin and Cooper knew what they had to do. It was time to investigate the school toilets. During recess, they snuck into the boys' bathroom and checked every stall. All right, Corbin whispered.
Let's see if Tommy and Bobby were telling the truth.
They stood in front of the biggest stall, staring at the toilet like it was about to reveal the secrets of the universe.
Okay, Mr. Toilet,
Cooper said.
We're listening?
Nothing.
Maybe we need to flush,
Corbin said. Cooper hesitated.
Are you sure? What if it's alive?
Corbin rolled his eyes.
Just do it.
Cooper gulped and reached for the handle. He pushed it down. Flush! Suddenly.
Leave me alone.
Cooper shrieked and fell backward into the stall door. Corbin's eyes went wide.
Did you hear that?
Cooper scrambled up.
I told you.
They stared at the toilet, waiting for more. Then, from another stall.
Guys? What are you doing?
It was Bobby. He peeked out from behind the door, holding a juice box. Corbin blinked.
Wait. Bobby? That was you?
Bobby grinned.
Duh. We've been messing with people all week. Tommy yards in the vents and makes noises, and I throw my voice to sound like the toilet.
Corbin and Cooper looked at each other. Then, At the same time, they burst out laughing.
Okay, that was actually kind of genius,
Corbin admitted.
Yeah,
Cooper said, shaking his head.
You totally got us.
But just as they were leaving, gurgly. All three boys froze.
That wasn't us,
Bobby whispered. They turned slowly toward the biggest stall. Gurgle, glug, flush me, humans. The boys screamed and ran out of the bathroom as fast as their legs could carry them. Back outside, panting, Corbin looked at Cooper.
Maybe we don't investigate toilets anymore.
Cooper nodded.
Yeah, I think I like sinks better.
The end.